Our chart in A1, the RV and boat storage is a conditional use available permit for A1. So this is 76. This is State Highway K. The parcel's right there in the corner. Zoomed in on the parcel. Again, this is State Highway K. This is 76 in the curve. It's our zoning layer. The shaded is the Village of Kirbyville. This is the Victorian Heart, so this is zoned M1 for that manufacturing district. I believe this is the church. And then you have all the A1 parcels. This was presented for your packet by the applicant, showing the concept of the plan. Henson Drive is on the south side. Henson Drive is actually on their parcel. Don't understand or know if there's an easement written for the parcels past that or not. So this is State Highway K looking to the north. State Highway K looking back to the south. Then I turned around and just snapped a picture across State Highway K of Henson Drive. With that, I would turn it over to the applicants.
Good evening. Joseph Cousin is my husband, Stephanie Cousin. So we bought this property last year, and in the process we had MoDOT come out, talk about the Henson Drive and possibly moving the driveway. We can't move the driveway, but we can expand the driveway that we have. We can enlarge it. We do have neighbors in the back. There's two houses back there. One neighbor bought those two houses, so that there is no other access other than Henson Drive for them. They agreed that we can put that in. They would like a fence, or a gate, I'm sorry, at the end of the 10 acres, so nobody could come into their property. We own those acres right there. Yeah, we own all that up to that, the end of that yellow line.
Can we approach?
Yeah, go approach the map, and we'll get a good idea on this, please.
This is what we own, and then this. Anyway, Henson Drive is here. So they do have an easement. I don't know if it's with their court.
Written or not, we don't know.
That's the only way they get in. The road right now is a mess. We're going to have to widen it for MoDOT. We're thinking about putting it back here, but to do that, we'd have to get rid of this and then...
And redo a different...
Give them access some other way. So anyway, we were going to widen this per MoDOT specs. And then this, John Barker and Phyllis own this. We have a letter from them.
Yeah, we have a letter from them.
Yeah, just give it to Chairman.
Copies. We didn't make copies.
So we had Department of Conservation come in and take a look at the property. We do want to conserve it. So they said this was all supposed to be pasture in the first place. So it's very overgrown. So the 10 acres we want is like right in here. So they told us to burn all these cedar trees down anyway. So we're not going to be doing anything. Then they're going to give us a map on what we're supposed to do with the rest of the property. That is our desire, is to keep it as natural as possible. At this time, we don't have any plans of putting a house in there anytime.
In the packet, did you get the survey?
No.
The 10 acres is like right here. Really? 10 acres.
I don't know if you have any. Did I miss anything? So this would all be self storage. There will not be an office or anything on the property. We might have a maintenance garage, basically, to put any of our cameras, you know, any of the equipment for the cameras and our other equipment for the property. Other than that, it's much a natural.
And boat and RV only?
Yes. All open. It's going to be open canopies or open lot, no enclosed.
We would like each stall on have a, that's undercover, to have an electric outlet. So we're thinking solar on top. We've seen some that they make enough electric to sell back to the electric companies. So I don't know if we'll do that or if we could do it, but that might be in the plan.
That'd be on the next step.
Right. Well, with the awnings.
No, but with the next step, getting that all approved.
Do you all know where KDOT is? Okay.
And they have over a 2-year waiting list is one of the reasons why we thought this would be a good spot. We're only 4 minutes from KDOT, 10 minutes from Branson Landing, which has RV campground, and then, of course, the boat ramps and stuff there.
Is there any questions from the commission?
Well, we'll have a right now we have a skid steer, so that'll help to keep the gravel, you know, any repairs or anything we have to do on the gravel drive or the lot itself. Right now we're keeping it on the Barker's property. And then any of our we plan, you know, security cameras, so we'll have to have all of our equipment enclosed somewhere. So we'll put it in the garage.
Is that a concrete pad?
No, that is something we're going to have to get through a septic system. We talked to Mr. Soute, and he told us that we could not do a septic system, so it's going to have to be a dump station, and before we can even be approved on that. And that's for the RVs that come in that might still have a tank full or something. And that is, we'd have to have a contract before that we'd ever get approval to have somebody come and clean it out on a regular basis, and alarm system and all that.
So it'd be a holding tank?
Yes, yeah. A holding tank.
That he would have to approve through a permit?
Yes, yeah. Yes. Which isn't 100% necessary for a storage area, but just kind of different features we'd like to, you know, a hose for them to be able to wash off their boats or whatnot, you know, those kind of things.
Better than dump going down the road.
Right. Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. And hopefully if we ever get a sewer over there, we can hook up the sewer. It's a desire, so.
Sewer is across 76.
Yeah. On the other side of the road.
Yeah. Yeah.
Someday it'll come down K.
Just to confirm, you own everything in the yellow.
And the blue corner, yeah.
Everything that's highlighted.
Yeah.
But you're only using 10 acres of the highway frontage.
Correct.
For this.
Yes.
And the fence would be designed to block off from the rest of your property.
Correct.
And the fence, I assume, is 8 feet?
Yes.
Not 8 inches.
Oh, did I put inches?
Yeah, but that's okay.
Sorry. I got a little excited there. Yeah, 8 feet. Yeah, so then and then a gate so that they feel protected down at the other end, too. Any other questions?
Any other discussion on this? If anybody wants to speak on this project in the back? I can't see behind you. No? No? Okay. Then there would be no one for or against it then.
Two for.
Well, I'm...
Motion to approve.
Randy has made a motion to approve. Do I hear a second?
I'll second.
Who did that? Yeah. Randy?
Yeah.
We have a motion to approve and a second to approve.
He's never done that before. So.
Any other discussion? All in favor of approval, raise your hand and say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Awesome.
Thank you. All against? Nay.
Thank you very
unanimous.
Much.
Okay.
Thank you. Have a good
thank
evening.
You.
Good luck.
The next one is 22-025, Tim Nobles.
Okay, Tim Nobles is seeking Planning Commission approval of a conditional use permit for nightly rental use in an existing five-bedroom, single-family home located at 1283 Bear Creek Road, Walnut Shade. Per the Taney County's assessor's information, property is approximately 12.8 acres in size with a residence on the parcel built in 2001. The property is served by a private well for water and an on-site septic system for wastewater. Property is currently zoned A1 Agricultural District. So here's our standard nightly rental staff recommendations. Your occupancy for the five-bedroom would be a maximum of 12. For the total of 12 occupants, you'll need 6 parking spaces. And then again, with it being a septic system, we'd need something to show that that on-site system could support 12 occupants with an upgrade or an inspection saying that would suffice for the 12 occupants. So this is U.S. Highway 65, Bear Creek Road, runs to the parcel here that's highlighted. I'm just continuing to zoom in on the parcel. There is a floodplain layer. It's an A zone, which means we don't have the base flood elevations, but it is an A zone. As you can see it. Keep in mind that the home was built in 2001. The floodplain ordinance was adopted in 2006, so it's a pre-firm, basically built before the ordinance was adopted. Here's our zoning layer, zoomed out. Here's a pictometry view from the south showing the home. Your Bear Creek Road is just right at the top edge of this. And then I'm looking from the north back to the south. Then I took some photos from the driveway when I posted the parcel. And again, I took a picture of Bear Creek. This is looking back to the west and back to the east. Then I got a picture of the driveway that comes off Bear Creek. Then just moved over one little bit and took one more picture, and that's all I have. The applicant would take over at this point. If we have an applicant.
All right. Who's presenting this?
I can't see on the other side of the podium.
We're just people that are concerned about it.
I'm sorry, I can't hear you.
We're people who are concerned about it.
That's what I thought.
Yeah.
We have no applicant.
Then we have no applicant.
So you have the ability to postpone to the next meeting if you so desire.
It's pretty hard to talk about it. I don't want anybody to talk here.
Is that got to be in the motion, Scott?
What's that?
To postpone it?
I think I would be open to a motion to postpone.
I'll make a motion to postpone until the July meeting.
Yeah.
Do I hear a second on that?
Yes.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 They sat out here all this time.
Best class. Yeah.
That will be
it's gonna give you a date.
July the 11th.
Is there any other business?